Lesson 138, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, Introduction. Doctrine and Covenants 131 contains a compilation of principles the Prophet Joseph Smith taught while in Ramus, Illinois, on May 16th through 17th, 1843. He taught about the new and everlasting covenant of marriage and the promise of eternal life for the faithful. He also taught that all spirit is matter. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants 131, verses 1 through 4. Joseph Smith teaches about the importance of the eternal marriage covenant. Show students a simple combination lock. You might consider using it to secure the lid of a box. If you do not have a lock, draw one on the board. Invite one male student and one female student to the front of the class. Give one student a paper with the first part of the combination written on it. Give the other student a paper with the remainder of the combination written on it. If you have brought a lock to class, ask one of the students to open the lock without the help of the other student. Then let them work together to open the lock. Please refer to the drawing on page 471 of Lesson 138. Write the following question on the board, or have it written on a paper inside the box the two students have just unlocked. If the lock represents entrance into the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, what does the combination represent? Ask students to look for the answer to this question as they study Doctrine and Covenants 131. Explain that on May 16, 1843, Joseph Smith traveled to Ramus, Illinois. While staying at the home of Benjamin and Melissa Johnson, he performed their sealing as husband and wife for eternity. He also taught them how eternal marriage is related to the celestial kingdom. These truths are recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 131, verses 1 through 4. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 131, verse 1 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a truth the prophet revealed about the celestial kingdom. What did Joseph Smith reveal about the celestial kingdom? Explain that we often refer to receiving the highest degree of glory within the celestial kingdom as exaltation or eternal life. Write the word exaltation on the board. Explain that those who obtain this degree of the celestial glory will live like our Heavenly Father lives. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 131, verses 2 through 4 aloud, and ask the class to look for what we must do in order to obtain the highest degree of the celestial kingdom. Note, Doctrine and Covenants 131, verses 1 through 4 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. What do we need to do to obtain the highest degree of the celestial kingdom? Students should identify the following doctrine. In order to obtain the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, we must enter into the new and everlasting covenant of marriage. What do you think it means in verse 4 that if we are not sealed in the temple by the proper authority, we cannot have an increase? To help students understand this verse, you may need to explain that increase refers to the opportunity to continue to have children in the celestial kingdom. To help students understand the phrase, new and everlasting covenant of marriage, explain that the word new in this context means that this covenant was newly restored in our dispensation. The term everlasting means that this essential covenant will endure through eternity. Remind students that we enter into this covenant of celestial marriage in the temple. In what ways do you think celestial marriage between a man and a woman prepares them for exaltation? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Ask the class to listen for how marriage helps us prepare for eternal life. Quote, two compelling doctrinal reasons help us to understand why eternal marriage is essential to the Father's plan. Reason number one, the natures of male and female spirits complete and perfect each other, and therefore men and women are intended to progress together toward exaltation. By divine design, men and women are intended to progress together toward perfection and a fullness of glory. Because of their distinctive temperaments and capacities, males and females each bring to a marriage relationship unique perspectives and experiences. The man and the woman contribute differently but equally to a oneness and a unity that can be achieved in no other way. The man completes and perfects the woman, and the woman completes and perfects the man, as they learn from and mutually strengthen and bless each other. Reason number two. By divine design, both a man and a woman are needed to bring children into mortality and to provide the best setting for the rearing and nurturing of children. End quote. According to Elder Bednar, why is marriage between a man and a woman necessary for our exaltation? How could understanding the doctrine that celestial marriage is essential for exaltation affect what you look for in a future spouse? Why is it important at your age to make it a priority to prepare to be married eternally in the temple? You may want to explain that the blessings of exaltation will be available to those who do not have the opportunity for a celestial marriage in this life. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement from True to the Faith. Quote, some members of the church remain single through no fault of their own, even though they want to marry. If you find yourself in this situation, be assured that all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8, verse 28. As you remain worthy, you will someday, in this life or the next, be given all the blessings of an eternal family relationship. End quote. How can keeping your baptismal covenants now help you prepare to receive the blessings of the temple? What can young men and young women do now to make celestial marriage in the temple a priority? You may want to list students' responses on the board. Encourage students to make it a priority to be married for eternity in the temple. Testify of the blessings that come as a result of celestial marriage. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verses 5 through 6. The prophet explains the more sure word of prophecy. Show students a written guarantee or warranty. What are the benefits of having a guarantee? Why would a guarantee from Heavenly Father be especially valuable? Explain that in Ramos, Illinois, on the morning of May 17, 1843, Joseph Smith gave a sermon on the phrase found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, that represents a guarantee from God. Invite students to read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 silently and look for the phrase, a more sure word of prophecy. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 131, verse 5, and look for what the phrase, more sure word of prophecy, means. Ask them to report what they find. According to verse 5, what does Heavenly Father guarantee to a person through the more sure word of prophecy? Eternal life. How do you think it would feel to receive such a guarantee? Why? Note, do not speculate about living individuals who may have received the more sure word of prophecy. However, the scriptures tell of some individuals who have received this assurance of eternal life while still in mortality. For example, the Lord expressed this assurance to Joseph Smith and to Alma. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 131, verse 6 aloud, and ask the class to look for something that would prevent someone from receiving eternal life. What did Joseph Smith say would make it impossible for us to be saved or receive eternal life? Students may use different words, but make sure they understand that we cannot be saved in ignorance. You may want to write this truth on the board. Invite a student to read the following explanation of this truth as given by President Marion G. Romney of the First Presidency. Ask students to listen for the kind of knowledge we need in order to receive eternal life. Quote, knowledge of the only true God and Jesus Christ is the most important knowledge in the universe. It is the knowledge without which, the prophet Joseph Smith said, no man could be saved. The lack of it is the ignorance referred to in the Revelation, wherein it is written, it is impossible for a man to be saved in ignorance. End quote. What kind of knowledge must we have in order to have eternal life? Why do you think this kind of knowledge is essential for salvation? What can we do to increase in our knowledge of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? Doctrine and Covenants 131, verses 7 through 8. Joseph Smith teaches that all spirit is matter. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 131, verses 7 and 8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what spirits are composed of. What do you learn from these verses? All creations are composed of matter, but spirit matter is more fine or pure. Testify of the principles discussed in Doctrine and Covenants 131 and encourage students to continue gaining knowledge of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ so they can become more like them. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants 131, verses 1 through 4. Invite students to draw a picture that helps them explain the truths in Doctrine and Covenants 131, 1 through 4. Ask them to use the words of the Scripture Mastery passage to explain their pictures to the class or in small groups. After several students have had an opportunity to share, ask students to recite the passage in unison. You may want to place the pictures where students can see them when they return to seminary in the coming days. Give students an opportunity to recite the passage during the next few days of seminary. Commentary and background information. Doctrine and Covenants 131, verse 6. It is impossible for a man to be saved in ignorance. On April 7, 1844, the prophet Joseph Smith delivered a sermon at the funeral of his friend, King Follett. In the sermon, he taught about the value of knowledge. Quote, "Knowledge saves a man, and in the world of spirits no man can be exalted but by knowledge. So long as a man will not give heed to the commandments, he must abide without salvation. If a man has knowledge, he can be saved." End quote.